From the pages of God Bless America magazine, this article is entitled, The Great Danger of Forgetting God, by Byron Fox, narrated by Gordon Dixon. Consider these sobering words in Psalm 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. The Bible includes warnings of why our nation ought to respond rightly to the Lord at this moment. Nineveh repented under the preaching of Jonah, and God relented, postponing his judgment. But they hardened their hearts over time, and as the prophet Nahum predicted, they were destroyed. Here is the plain truth. God has indeed destroyed nations that have forgotten God, and this should be a wake-up call to our nation. Why has God destroyed nations? Throughout history, doomed nations have been laden with many sins. Here are a few. Pride. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Proverbs 29:23 reminds us, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit." And Proverbs 13:10 says, "Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom." Much of the division and contention we observe in our government is the result of pride, but God has destroyed proud nations. Violence. In Psalm 11:5 we see, "The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth." Recent news articles demonstrate just how violent our country has become. And let's face the fact that some of the worst violence has been committed against helpless babies in their mothers' wombs. God despises such violence. Drunkenness. There are 75 scriptural warnings against drinking alcoholic beverages. In fact, there is more scripture condemning the use of alcoholic beverages than about adultery, hypocrisy, blasphemy, and pride. Proverbs 23:31-33 puts it this way, "Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things." Drunkenness and reveling are the ruin of many in our day. Personal testimonies, marriages, and integrity have been ruined in a single night of foolish behavior. According to the scripture, how does God judge wicked nations? What should a nation expect if it continues to rebel against God? War. Israel turned to false religion and God allowed a war to come. For instance, Judges 2:12-14 states, "And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies." Wicked Belshazzar learned this lesson the hard way on the night his nation was defeated. Would you cry out to God that we would not lose our nation the same way? Natural disasters. When Pharaoh refused to obey the Lord, what happened to Egypt? You know the answer. God unleashed severe plagues, including the fouling of the Nile, their central water supply. When natural disasters strike, stop to think about this way that the Lord deals with nations. Each disastrous earthquake, fire, or flood should remind us that God is the ultimate judge of our nation. Pestilence and disease. In 1 Samuel 5, the Philistines took the Ark of God and put it in with their false god Dagon. God then struck the Philistine nation with emerods, which are tumors. In Numbers 16:46-50, God sent a plague upon Israel because the Jews had embraced pagan immorality. Over 14,000 people died in this plague. raging disease is a very real danger for nations that forget God. Inept leaders. Have you noticed how our national leadership is declining? Why is this happening? God uses wicked, disgusting, inept rulers as judgment on countries. Daniel 4:17 declares, "This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men." May God help us to repent and turn to the Lord to ask for his mercies. If our nation continues to turn its back on God, we should expect only destruction from the hand of the Lord.